And now the Leerod Dance Theater Company artists are with me in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. We've got Lisa Conlin, Raina Rasmussen, and Madeline Ellis. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa and Raina, co-artistic directors. Madeline Ellis is a dancer with the upcoming performance. Let's talk about it. Lisa, let's start with you. What's coming up for Lyra?
Well, we open our show a week from today, so next August 17th and 18th. We have three shows at the Museum of Visual Materials, and we are really getting close to selling out our Thursday night show, which is at 7:30 for the show. So they can go to brownpapertickets.com to get their tickets, and we have all kinds of dance styles for the show. So if people like tap, we have tap. If people like jazz, we have jazz. We have ballet this year. We have all kinds of contemporary. We also have dance theater pieces. So we have pieces that are about different topics. So we have a piece about the Holocaust. We have a piece about Alzheimer's and memory loss. So we have more serious pieces, and then we have some just really fun, plain, entertaining, show-stopping numbers. So there's kind of something for everyone.
Now, you've been with us before, but for folks who might not know, this is, we think, is the first professional dance company in South Dakota, or certainly East River, South Dakota. We haven't told, nobody's come forward and said, no, we're the first yet. So we're going to keep saying that until somebody else does. And you've been selling out your shows. Raina, give us an idea of where all the dancers come from and what it takes to put together a bigger show like this one.
I think the most amazing part about this company is that a lot of these dancers grew up in Sioux Falls and have gone on to study dance. And because Lisa and I have came together to do this company, a lot of them are coming back to Sioux Falls to perform with us. Mm-hmm. Girls we knew, women we knew, men that we know, all coming together to South Dakota to perform. And the cool part about it is we have women in the company and men in the company that are in their 20s, and we have women and men in their 50s in the company. So coming together and performing as a group is not only powerful, but also pretty special that these people are coming back to South Dakota just to perform mm-hmm. because of the connection they have with South Dakota and with us. There's women like Maddie who have come from elsewhere that didn't even know about our company and aren't from South Dakota that we stalked and found and roped her into coming with us, but are so happy that she's in the company and is an incredible dancer and performer. And then there's people that grew up in South Dakota, and there's also people that we knew from Minneapolis. Lisa knew from Ballet of the Dolls and from various companies in Minneapolis that we've also roped into coming and performing with us. And we've became not only a family, but an amazing dance troupe.
Madeline, where are you from? And how did you get stalked and roped into this Leerod Dance Theater Company?
Yeah, so I'm originally from southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, where I danced for a ballet company there. And then started to explore hip-hop. And so my dance career kind of took a hip-hop turn, which I loved. And then a brief stint dancing for Disney in Orlando, Florida, which was great. And then I came to Sioux Falls for my professional career. I work at Augustana. And serendipitously met Lisa Conlin. I was the kind of interim cheer coach for a quick minute at Augustana. And I asked Lisa to help me judge our tryouts. And in passing, she mentioned, oh, by the way, I'm starting a dance company with my friend Raina. And it was honestly such a turn of fate for me. It's been one of the biggest blessings of living in Sioux Falls. Once you fall in love with dance, you kind of have the bug and you have to keep doing it. So it's been great for me to get dancing again.
All right. So how does it feel to have a company like this and those connections that you have? What's that meant for you as a dancer?
Yeah, Raina kind of touched on this, but the cool thing is that our dancers come from really reputable universities where they're studying dance and from really reputable companies where they're already dancing professionally. And then to have me, who I kind of, I'm only dancing with Lyra. I don't have a ton of time for dance, but to be able to dance with these really incredible performers has been confidence boosting for me. And it's been kind of my release, like the place that I get to be to just enjoy dance again. And it's been a wonderful experience.
So in the interest of full disclosure, Lisa and I have worked together many times. We go back a long time. I don't think if you paid me money, I could describe your creative process in a way that would make sense to other people. So maybe Raina can, because you've also worked with Lisa and your creative process. What are some of those conversations when you guys think about, like, what's next? How are we going to put together a show? There's probably coffee involved and a meandering path of serendipity and ideas. And what else, Raina? What am I missing?
No, that's a really good question. Oh, my gosh, how much time do I have? let's see. How do I explain my creative process? I would say some of it explodes out of both of us, and somehow we are probably born to do this. The most amazing thing I think about Lisa and I working together is we're dancers, and we definitely have our own way of organization. But the best thing about us is both of us are so committed, and both of us are so willing to put in so many extra hours without anything coming out of that except for our own passion, I think. And that's, I think, something we have in common, is that both of us just love dance so much, and we want to see dance in South Dakota. And we will stay up till, well, maybe I should just say not go to sleep for days in order to get what we want out of these dancers. And I think when I look at Lisa, her mind is going as quick as mine. Both of us are, our minds have so many ideas, but she'll come up with ideas, I'll come up with ideas, and we can choreograph our own pieces and have them on stage and not have to collaborate. But then we also will do stuff that we have to collaborate, and it works so well together because our minds do think a lot alike in that way. So what's cool about this company is we can each do our own work, but also have work that we put in together. Like the opening piece, we had somebody set on us, so we didn't have to collaborate. We just followed along and are dancing a duet together to open our show, and we had somebody set it on us, Marlena Locklear, which she's actually in town this week cleaning the piece. And stems from the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company. So that's really cool, too, is to have work set on us. Lastly, I'd have to say about Lisa and I, too, we both are very creative, but we also are planners. And that's very unique with dancers. So we already have our next 3 years planned out for Lyra. So we're not done. Don't get sick of it yet.
Right. Lisa, how important is that process that Raina was talking about of really willing to put in the work that might not come? I mean, some of is any of it wasted? You're not going to use every idea. You're not going to be able to follow every path. And there's a willingness to say, I'm not punching a clock here. I'm just going in the flow of my own creativity.
Yeah.
And it'll pay off someday.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Sometimes we'll choreograph something and it doesn't work with the dancers, so we'll have to scratch it and do something new, but then that's always in your back pocket and you can pull it out and use it for another piece. It goes for music, for costumes, for set pieces, for props. Raina and I bounce ideas all the time off each other. I'll say, oh, listen to this music. I want to use this for my memory piece. What do you think of this? Because sometimes I'm always thinking, oh, maybe there's something better out there. And then I'll play it for her and she's like, oh, no, that's perfect. That music's so repetitive, and so that it really works with the piece that you're thinking about. And we also really wanted to challenge our dancers this year. Last year's show was just mine and Raina's choreography. And so we talked about really challenging our dancers. And so we brought in, there's actually 8 different choreographers on the program, including ourselves. So we have 6 new choreographers on the program. And so it really is challenging our dancers working with these other choreographers that have wonderful creative ideas. And Raina and I talked about which choreographers we think would work with our company. And, you know, she has a lot of people that she knows in the business, from New York to LA, and I have a lot of connections in Minneapolis, so we kind of tried to touch on people that we know will choreograph really great pieces for our company, and some of them have worked with her dance studio, with Ballerina Dance Studio, and we know that they have really creative ideas and processes, and they would be people that we would want to set on Lyra Dance Theater.
How is Lyra changing the arts community in Sioux Falls by bringing this level of dance long term? It's not, like you said, we got the next shows planned out. Raina, you want to address that? What's the impact on the community and the response been?
Well, our first show, we were just hoping people would show up.
Right.
And well, we knew our families would, so that was good. We hoped they would anyways. And so, but we, I think, had such an amazing just feedback and such amazing night that night. I think it's going to live forever in our minds, that first show. And so I guess one of our fears is this show going to be amazing as that first show? Because our first show was so awesome. We had to turn people away because it was so full.
Right.
And I think we probably reached the fire code at the visual materials. Yeah. And so we had to turn people away. And we just thought this year we're going to do 3 shows. And I think people are already looking forward to coming to our show.
Yeah.
People are already excited to see what we are doing. We're also doing a kids show on Friday afternoon, which is going to be, I think, spectacular. Face painting, sidewalk chalk, bubbles in the afternoon. And there's 4 or 5 less pieces in the afternoon show because of the content. So we're going to go straight through, take out some of the pieces, and just do a kid show to involve some of the children of Sioux Falls into the show as well. And in our Holocaust piece, there's children in the show. So there's telling stories in our show, and there's feeling emotion in our show. And we're really trying to reach all ages and all levels and all people of Sioux Falls, not just artists. And I think we have gotten there this year. I think every person that's going to come to our show is going to feel something.
Getting the traction. Lisa, let's finish with the details so people can know where to find tickets, when they're going to come. It's called Mercy Me. It's the Lee Rod Dance Theater Company. Lisa Collin, go ahead.
Yes. So our shows are next Thursday night. We open August 17th at 7:30. And Friday, we have our matinee show August 18th at 1:30, and Friday night, 7:30. You can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Adults are $25 for the night shows and $20 for the matinee, and kids 12 and under are $15. And then we have 30 minutes prior to the show, we have outdoor activities, so there's live music playing outside, and as Raina mentioned, kid activities for the matinee show.
All right, and it's going to sell out, so go ahead and get your tickets now. Madeline Ellis, Raina Rasmussen, Lisa Collin, thank you so much. Come back again. Talk dance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.